7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The author of many of Colorado's recent police reforms says the larger investigation into the Aurora Police Department must continue after three officers were indicted in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Democratic Representative Leslie Herod's Law Enforcement Accountability Bill from last year allows the Attorney General to investigate the patterns and practices of entire police departments to look for ways they may be violating people's rights. Herod says the McClain case shows how much that oversight is needed.
We continue to see departments lift up and support bad behavior, and that needs to be rooted out.
The AG has been using the new law to investigate the Aurora Police and Fire Departments over the past year. Aurora officials say they are cooperating fully in the investigation and are committed to reforming policing in the city. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The three Aurora police officers and two paramedics charged in the death of Elijah McClain turned themselves in last night. They've been released on bail. One of the police officers was fired last year. The other two have been suspended indefinitely without pay. The Colorado Dragon Boat Festival is canceled for the second year in a row after a spike in COVID-19 numbers and a bloom of toxic algae in Sloan's Lake. The festival's board decided to wait until next year. The festival's director is Sarah Moore.
We just didn't want to put people into a situation where they felt the need to come to a large event such as ours and then put themselves in unnecessary risk.
Denver closed Sloan's Lake in late July because of the algae. Officials say the lake will be open again later this month. The pandemic disrupted learning for students across Colorado, and just released test scores show the results. Scores are down from 2019. In Denver, a little over a third of third graders are reading and writing at or above grade level. Officials say it's hard to draw conclusions from that because only about half of Denver students took the tests. Around the metro area and along the Front Range, it's highs in the 80s today with a chance for thunderstorms. 70s in western Colorado, mountain highs today in the 60s. This is CPR News.